Welcome to the No Spin News for Wednesday, October 16th, 2019. Fight for your country. So the anticipation was, well, what is Joe Biden going to say about his son making tens of millions of dollars from China and Ukraine? How's that going to come out? We'll take.
On Sunday, you announced that if you're president, no one in your family or associated with you will be involved in any foreign businesses. My question is, if it's not okay for a president's family to be involved in foreign businesses, why was it okay for your son when you were vice president? Vice President Biden?
Look, my son did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong. I carried out the policy of the United States government in rooting out corruption in Ukraine. And that's what we should be focusing on. And what I wanted to make a point about, and my son's statement speaks for itself. He spoke about it today. My son's statement speaks for itself. What I think is important is we focus on why it's so important to remove this man from office.
Mr. Vice President, as you said, your son Hunter today gave an interview, admitted that he made a mistake and showed poor judgment by serving on that board in Ukraine. Did you make a mistake by letting him? You were the point person on Ukraine at the time. If you can answer.
I'm proud of the judgment he made. I'm proud of what he had to say. And let's focus on this. The fact of the matter is that this is about Trump's corruption. That's what we should be focusing on.
Classic deflection, right? Okay, but the fact that he's proud that his son said he had poor judgment, you know, okay, maybe he's proud that the son is owning up. But we got nothing out of that exchange. And I told you yesterday that Biden would have a prepared statement. The prepared statement is, I didn't do anything wrong. My son didn't do anything wrong. I'm a corruption fighter, and we got to get Trump out of office. That's it. And he's never going to say anything different. But if you are the moderator, you anticipate that's what he's going to do. And you say, it's wrong, isn't it, Mr. Vice President, to use your position so your family can make millions and millions of dollars? And that's what happened. The bank account isn't false. That's what happened. So you got to pin it.
You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD. 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
The worst of them is Beto O'Rourke, but he's only polling at 2%. All right, the guy is such a fascist, it drives me crazy. All right, he'd fit in great in the Third Reich. You know why? He wants to confiscate guns. Guess what Hitler did? Confiscated guns. What else does O'Rourke want to do? He wants to wipe out organized religion. If you don't believe the way he does, if you have a moral problem, as some theologies do, with gay marriage, all right, even though the churches can't do anything about it, it's the law of the land, but if you even say you oppose it based on a moral theology, you lose your tax exemption, according to Beto O'Rourke. Fascist. Nobody's going to call him out. So last night he gets up there and a bunch of garbage the guy puts out. Here's some of it. Go.
I think of a woman that I met in Las Vegas, Nevada. She's working four jobs, raising her child with disabilities. And any American with disabilities knows just how hard it is to make it and get by in this country already. Some of those jobs working for some of these corporations, she wants to know how we are going to help her.
Okay, so I tweet, I don't believe you. I don't believe there's a woman in Las Vegas working four jobs and sleeping in her car. Does anybody believe that? Four jobs? What jobs are they? In Nevada, there's a minimum wage. You're working four jobs and sleeping in your car? In Nevada, there's aid. There's federal aid. This is ridiculous. So I tweet that. And then the guy comes back, smears me, because he's a smear merchant. That's who he is, a gutter snipe. All right, tell me what jobs that woman has. Now, if she's got a problem with a disabled child, I'm the first one that wants to help her. I'll help her. Tell me what the problem is, and I'll do it. But don't give me this four jobs living in a car business. And this is the same guy who blamed the President of the United States for the attack in El Paso. Oh, Trump caused it. I mean, it's just a disgrace that this guy is even... And I can't say aloud because that would be fascism. He can speak, but I can call him out. Tell me what those jobs are. I want to know what those four jobs are. And tell me who that woman is and what the problem is with her disabled child, and I will help the child. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Okay, so let's get to the mail on the message boards. Francesco, the debate, what debate? Just nasty anti-American propaganda. Thanks for watching it for us, Bill. Well, you're welcome, Francesco. Mark, I found when the candidates were asked questions, most of them started to turn pages on their notes like it was a scripted answer. Yeah, they have their answer scripted. Absolutely. Especially Biden last night. David, concierge member David, thank you very much. Guys should consider concierge membership. A lot of fun, big discounts, worth it. Bill, your analysis of O'Rourke as a fascist is precisely what we are experiencing here in California with a variety of far-left legislators that are doing harm. Will it get better? Yes, but it's going to take a while. I think the far-left will burn itself out. Nate. Bernie looked healthier than I thought he would. Do you agree and still think he is done? Bernie Sanders was impressive physically last night at the debate. But he's done. Warren is taking his people. Andrew, another concierge member. Thank you, Andrew. Mayor Buttigieg, very well spoken. What do you think of his performance? He is the most eloquent speaker of the presidential candidates on the Democratic side, on any side. Buttigieg can talk. Ichabod, another concierge member. Ichabod, great. Wasn't a debate, just a glorified press conference with all the candidates basically saying the same thing. Socialism is good, Trump is bad. Everything a person wants should be free. I can't disagree with that. Norma, another concierge member. Excellent. Bill, thanks for visiting Vermont. We've had beautiful color this year. There are really a lot of us here that agree with you. We're just not loud. We humble Vermonters keep to ourselves until there's a reason not to. Come again, you're always welcome. Love Vermont. I had a great time. Thanks for writing, Norma. Barry Fate, Kalamazoo, Michigan, just finished United States of Trump. What a great book. I've read all of your books, but this one had a very pertinent message at a very critical time. I thank you. I hope people will... check it out. I do believe, like you do, Barry, that it is an important book. And once you read the book, you'll be better armed to have discussions with people, that's for sure. This book, Killing the Rising Sun, is in paperback now. I have the papers downstairs. I keep forgetting to bring them up. My father's in this book, one of my favorite killing books. You'll like it. Paperback is out. 200 tickets left for Huntington, Long Island, The Understanding Trump Show on December 15th. So you want to see me in person with special guests? Well, that's going to be a really fun night. Huntington, December 15th. Boston sold out. Palm Desert, California sold out. Mesa, Arizona, November 16th. Some tickets left in Mesa. KFYI Radio is sponsoring that. So I hope to see you in the Valley of the Sun. We're going to have a good time. See you tomorrow.